Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 101. Let me ask you this question. Does fear stop you from pursuing your dreams? In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to press through when you want to give up.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the J.B. Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And taking everything to the next level is exactly what I love to do each and every week here at JBSism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to today's show. This is the 101st episode, and I'm your host, Jason Sism. And if this is the first time you're listening to this show is dedicated to helping you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. That's right, my friends. My goal is to help you take your message to the next level by giving you the tools that you need. Well, have you felt the desire to quit, throw in the towel, and give up on your dream? The fear of failure is a powerful emotion that keeps us from pressing forward into tomorrow. And what's worse, we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Well, my friends, in today's episode, I want to take you on a journey of my own fear of failure. And I hope my story will help you take that fear and turn it into your own superpower. Well, faith, fear are two sides of the same coin, and how we leverage them can determine our success or failure. Well, my friends, you're listening to the J.B. Sism Show. This show starts right now. Well, it is good to be back behind the microphone. This is, like I was saying, episode 101. That's right, we have three numbers to our podcast. And last week was episode 100, the milestone 100th episode. And if you want to take a listen and you want to get into the DeLorean and take a journey back in time to February 20th, 2015, when I started this podcast, when all of this started, you can just go to jvsism.com/100, jvsism.com/100, and you can listen to that episode right there. That was a lot of fun to put together, a lot of fun to produce, and I go through the top 10 most listened to episodes of this podcast, and I threw out there a challenge, and I said, if you have listened to all 100 episodes, please send me a personal message on my email. Just go to jbsism.com/contact, and you can send me an email right there, and just let me know if you've listened to all 100 episodes of the show, and let me know what you think of the show, and if anything needs to be changed. I'm just curious what your thoughts are. And then also, you can, if you wanted, you can leave a voicemail. Just click the little green starburst at the right-hand side of the blog page over at jbsism.com. Click the little green starburst, and all you have to do is just hit record and start talking into a microphone. You can use the onboard computer microphone, whatever you want. You can leave a message, and I will play it on this show. And let me know what you think of the show. I would love to hear your thoughts. Love to have you join me here on the J.B. Sism Show. So today I want to talk about the fear of failure. And one of the things that is so frustrating for a lot of bloggers is the fear that their blog isn't making a difference. The fear that their message is just falling on deaf ears. And the one thing I have learned about blogging is it's a lot of work, it takes a lot of patience, and you definitely are going to have a lot of blog posts that are a miss, several that are a hit, but the majority will fall flat on deaf ears. And that's just the sad reality of blogging. We work hard, we write our content, it's good quality content, as long as we're putting good quality content out there, but sometimes it feels like it just falls on deaf ears. And And the fear of failure is something that can handicap a lot of bloggers, handicap a lot of writers. They say, well, golly, if I can't get a traditional book published, well, then what's the point of publishing a book? I've published two, both of them self-published, because I couldn't get a traditional publisher. Now, some of it, sure, did I give up? I don't think I gave up. I had enough rejections to warrant me going in the direction of self-publishing. And I've had people enjoy the book, and people have been blessed by the book. I've been able to send it overseas and bless people in other countries. And I know that I wouldn't be here today saying that I've made back all the money that I have spent on that book to date. So the idea of failing is so powerful that sometimes it can handicap us to actually stop moving forward, stop us from actually living our life. Well, the funny thing is, and well, maybe it's not so funny, but a few months ago, and this happens frequently from time to time, but I was sitting in my living room chair in our upstairs living room, and I was sulking. I felt as if everything I was doing for this blog, this podcast, this website, and being a personal online coach, and I felt like it was an utter failure. I felt like, you know, geez, I put all this time and effort in, and, you know, the mailing list isn't growing the way I want it to. The numbers just aren't there that I was hoping for. And sometimes I feel that, you know, why am I recording this episode? Why am I writing this next blog post? You know, sure, yeah, I have, at the time I was saying, yeah, I have nearly 100 episodes recorded, but is anybody even listening? You know, is it just listening to those crickets chirping in the wind? And that's how I feel. But yet I think a lot of bloggers, a lot of podcasters feel the same way. They feel that their messages is falling on deaf ears. And I felt like I was, you know, I've been an utter failure, that I've not done what I've wanted to do, that sometimes I know the things that I should be doing and I don't do them. And then there's times where I'm doing the things I know I should be doing and I feel like they're not working. So yes, I was self-loathing. It was pathetic, and but yet at the same time, I needed that time to ponder my own dark thoughts. I kind of akin it to my you know, the dark times of my life, and when I'm afraid to take a step forward. I mean, I remember when I purchased my first house, it was a scary thing, going from living with mom and dad to buying a house. And I felt like, well, maybe this is not a good idea for me, and I'm only going to fail at it because I failed at college, and they sent me home. So then I had to finish high school. And then I went back to college, was there for a few years, and then I was asked to leave because of my grades. And then I went to Australia for a time, did really good there, came back to finish college strong, but yet I was still living at home. I had been fired from a couple of jobs. And here I was buying a house. And I felt that it was a big step, a step I needed to take, and I look back on it with great fondness, but I wondered, am I going to fail at this too? And then when the day came, when I had to tell my wife, or then fiance, that, yep, I'm losing the house to foreclosure 6 years after I bought it, that was a tough pill to swallow. And so, you know, when life keeps throwing curveballs at you, you know, you're afraid to keep counting the cost. You're afraid that if you keep putting yourself out there, you're going to fail. And we simply will just fade with time, and we just give up. And when I was typing out the show notes for today's show, I was thinking to myself, this is really hard, because I'm actually going to bare my soul in the 101st podcast episode of the JB Sism Show. I'm bearing my soul here, and I'm letting you know that I have this real fear of failure, that this thing is going to just go up in smoke, and I will have spent the last couple of years doing all of this writing, doing all of this recording for nothing. And that it's only going to just disappear with time. You know, because I fear that you, the reader, are now going to perceive me in a negative light. So yeah, it's kind of a Debbie Downer of an episode, but that's okay. This is some of the thoughts that I've been feeling lately. This is the thoughts that I've been wrestling with and grappling over. And the thing is, we need to start taking our fear and we need to turn it into joy. The book of James, chapter 1. And for those of you who don't know who I am, I'm a pastor. I'm one of the pastors at a church in the Twin Cities area. And I love the Bible. I love scripture. And in James, chapter 1, in the New King James, verse 2, it says this. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Let me read this passage of scripture again, because this is what I have held on to for a long time. I've held on to this a large portion of my adult life. My brethren, when you count it all joy, when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. You see, my friends, when we learn to put our faith to the test, we will either shrink back and give up, or we're going to take the bull by the horns and we're going to press through into the victory that God has for us. And so when I was sitting on this couch, I had a choice to make. I could either just continue sitting there, stop doing what I was doing, stop impacting people's lives, stop writing what was on my heart, stop my voice from speaking forth what I believe people need to hear and let it go dormant. Or I could stop all of that. Stop that thinking and realize that I am impacting people's lives, that I am helping people find their voice so they can succeed in their life, that I am people's personal blogging and writing coach. That's what I am. That's who I am. My name is Jason. I'm a pastor, blogger, and author. I help overwhelmed, worn-out writers and leaders find their voice so they can succeed in their life. I want to give you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has on your heart. That's who I am. That's what I do. That's what makes me tick. And I had to come back to that realization. I had to come back to that ideology that I've created for myself. And I've known way too many people who suffer from the unknown of their own future. They suffer from fear. They suffer from this paralyzing depression because they're suffering with their own thoughts. But then there's patience. But then there's patience. We have to have patience. There's this old saying that patience is a virtue. And when our faith is put to the test, we need to ask ourselves this question. Are we going to overcome or are we going to break down and give up on life? And I think for too many people, when the going gets tough, they give up and give into their circumstances instead of relying on the Word of God to give them the faith and the patience that they need to persevere. And so while I was sitting on that couch, I had this choice, you know, am I going to give up into the circumstances that I feel are happening in my life? Or am I going to rely on my faith? Am I going to rely on my patience to persevere? Am I going to rely on the vision that I've cast for my future? And I can honestly say that when I look back over the last couple of months, I have had a couple of coaching calls. One of them I did not get paid for. A couple of them I have gotten paid for. But people have walked away. They're saying, Jason, I need to sit down and talk with you again. I need you to help me work through this. And so I can look back at the last couple of months and say, okay, you know, well, one, obviously I wasn't going to give up and give in because that's not who I am. That's not how I'm wired. I keep going whether I feel like I'm making a difference or not. I keep going and I say I am making a difference even if I change the life of one person. You see, fear holds us back from living. Fear holds us back from living. You know, so think about it this way. When we wallow in self-pity, it's a fool's errand. We're never going to amount to much by living in the past and succumbing to our past regrets or our current fears. It's never going to happen. We're not going to amount. We're not going to accomplish things. We're going to just let life pass us by. But when we believe our fears, they're going to mold us, they're going to shape us, and they're going to control us. That's what fear does to us. You see, success isn't determined by how we currently feel. Success is determined by the fruit of our labor. We work hard, we put the time in, and guess what? We're going to reap the benefits. But the question is, what kind of seeds are you sowing into your work? What kind of seeds are you putting into what it is that you are investing your time in? You see, we all are planting seeds. We're all planting seeds into the soil of our life. We're planting seeds into the soil of other people's lives. And the question is, what are those seeds going to produce? And in my case, the seeds that I'm producing are, well, I've been paid for work that I've done, and I've seen people start blogs. And I've seen people start the process of writing their book. You see, success isn't determined by how we currently feel. Success is determined by the fruit of our labor. And that's why we need to hang on to faith, because faith moves us forward. Faith keeps us pressing on. Faith keeps us not stuck in the here and now, but faith allows us to be lifted up on the wings of eagles and fly and soar and continue to live and move and have our being. Remember that passage that I read just a moment ago? Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, or when you succumb and fall into these various trials. This verse has been a mainstay in our family. You know, I was mentioning just a couple of things. You know, one, I've been fired from jobs. I've struggled through college. I've lost my home to foreclosure. There was a time we were a one income home. Life was tough. You know, life has thrown our family more curveballs than I can count. You know, when our daughter was born, you know, we thought everything was going to go like clockwork, like the plan we had. And, well, our daughter was eventually born via emergency cesarean. And so life throws us curveballs. Life is a rough ride. Life is not all peaches and roses. We like our peaches and roses, but when the going gets tough, the tougher to get going. We're not to sit back idly and just let life pass us by. And I think too many people live with one leg in their comfort zones of life, and they dip their toes into some harder work. But my friends, let me say this. If you're a writer, if you're a blogger, if you're a leader, you know, maybe your business is failing, or maybe your church is struggling, or maybe you're struggling to get that book written, or you're not seeing the return on your blog that you're really hoping to see. Let me say this. If you want your writing, or you want your job, or you want your work to make a difference, you want to touch people's lives with the message that you have, you have to put faith to work. You have to roll up the sleeves and say, I'm not going to let fear get the best of me. I'm not going to let life get me down. You see, fear is the opposite of faith. But that means the reverse is also true. Faith is the opposite of fear. One of my favorite TV shows, now I've not watched any of it this season. I'm waiting for it to hit Netflix, but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And one of my favorite characters in the show, Skye, she has these earthquake powers. And in the show, we've seen her move mountains. I remember this one scene where she kind of stretched out and she was feeling and the mountain shook and there was an avalanche. You see, the same is, I believe, so true for us. Then when we begin to place our mindset on things above, we stop focusing on our current predicaments, we can begin to change our emotional state. Let me say that again. When we begin to place our minds on the things above, not on our current circumstances or predicaments, we can change our emotional state. In other words, I can go from feeling depressed, sad, and frustrated to being happy and joyful and jubilant at the drop of a hat. Think about that. Think about the good things of life. Don't think about your current predicament. Think on the things above. Think on the things of God. Think on the things that have blessed you in your life. And when you can do that, you can change your emotional state. I mean, I remember the day Carrie and I got married like it was yesterday. I mean, I can close my eyes and I can remember standing there waiting for that moment. I walked into the auditorium with my father and we walked down the side aisle to the front. The wedding party was already up there. And they closed the doors. And I'm sitting there waiting with bated breath. And that anticipation, the air was electric. And then the doors opened. And there was my bride walking toward me. I could picture it like it was yesterday. And in fact, I mean, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it, and I'm having those same emotions well up on the inside of me right now. You see, I can change my emotional state at the drop of a hat. I mean, a moment ago when I was talking about, you know, the loss of my home to foreclosure and some of the hardships that I've had in life, I was sad. I was actually kind of slouching in my chair. My emotional state was that of kind of a feeling of a depression that was hovering over me. But now that I'm thinking about my, you know, my bride, and I'm thinking about, you know, the good things that have happened in our life, and that we're actually approaching our 5-year anniversary here this June, I'm telling you that I can still picture all of this in my mind's eye, and I'm changing my emotional state. And I'm getting happier by the moment. You see, when we begin focusing on things above, not on our current predicament, we change our emotional state. And faith gives us the clarity to see the future and keep our feet moving forward. And my friend, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you are struggling with your thoughts and you're saying, what can I do right now? Have faith to see the future. Keep your feet moving. Don't stop. don't look back. Keep pressing forward, because vision for tomorrow will give you clarity. Or clarity today will give you vision for tomorrow. You could put it both ways. You know, so in these moments when we find our faith and we say, yes, that's where I'm going, you begin to find your vision for life. See, my vision is to help overwhelmed writers and leaders find their voice so they can succeed in life. That's my vision. That's my passion. You see, it's taken years of hard work to make jbcism.com what it is today. It takes me money every month to keep producing this podcast, to keep writing this blog. But let me say this, one thing is certain, I know what my future is, and I know I'm pressing forward toward joy. You see, James tells us to count it all joy, my brethren. You see, it doesn't matter what life throws at you. We pick ourselves up. We get moving. We walk towards that vision. We walk towards that clarity that we need to have for tomorrow. And vision gives us this foresight to look beyond and see change. It allows us to count every blessing that God has given us. You see, we don't know what the future holds. We don't know what's going to be coming around the bend, or what's coming down the pike. But we know the one God who holds our future. And I know if you're not a believer in Jesus and you're not a Christian, then some of this, you know, you can just chalk it up to this is good encouragement. But when we place our faith in Christ, and I'm not going to be unashamed about that, when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, we allow him to give us the faith and the direction that we need. He's going to guide our steps. The Bible says that he is a light unto our feet and a light unto our path. He's going to light up our path before us because he set the path before us. You see, the day that I was sitting in my living room chair, I knew I was wrong in my thoughts. I knew it was stupid. I knew it was pity. I knew it was self-loathing. I knew I needed to stop feeling sorry for myself. And here's the funny thing. My wife actually said to me, she goes, look at all the good that you've done. See all those emails. See the money that you've made. That's a sign that people are paying attention. You know, my friends, I think sometimes we just need a little bit of encouragement to keep pressing on, to write that next blog post or write that next book. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't let fear stop you from living life. Don't let fear keep you from energizing your future by holding on to faith, by putting your focus on Christ, putting your focus on the things of God. And my friends, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know God, I encourage you to seek him out. Search for him. He'll find you. He'll find you. Because God will light your path. God will light your feet so you can find your way to him. So my friends, let me ask you this question. Before I really wrap this up, let me ask you this question. What is the one thing that is holding you back from moving forward with your blog or your book or your life? What is the one thing that's holding you back from moving forward? If you can answer that question, go to jbcism.com/101. jbcism.com/101 and answer that question in the comments. I would love to hear your comments on this because I know you're probably struggling with some of the same thoughts that I've been struggling with. And I want you to find success in your family, your ministry, your writing, your blog, and your life. That's what I want. So that's pretty much going to wrap it up for today's episode. It's a little bit of a shorter episode, so I hope you're okay with that. And my friends, if you want to take your message to the next level, I encourage you to sign up for my free newsletter. You're going to get every blog post that I produce. You're going to get every podcast episode, and you're going to get a Friday newsletter. And I also have a special ebook I want to give you, Ready, Set, Publish. So go to jbsism.com/subscribe, and I want you to pick that book up. It's free. I want to give you 7 reasons why you should publish your book this year. And that's my way of saying thank you for signing up for my free email newsletter. And like I said at the beginning, maybe I didn't say it at the beginning of the show. If you want to take your book to the next level and you want to outline your book, I have a great outlining tool for you. Just go to jbsism.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, I'll also have it in the show notes, an outlining tool that you can use so you can stop procrastinating on your book and get that thing written. Well, my friends, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. You can find the full show notes over at jbsism.com/101. That's right, we are now in the 100s, and I think that is pretty cool. Well, my friends, go forward, press through, don't give up, and remember this, that faith gives you clarity to see the future. My name is Jason Sism. I'll see you right here next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.